In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, what a journey we have made this week, and what a way to end this journey than with such a beautiful token of love that we can join together in a procession in her honor and show her proper reverence with our petitions, with our hopes. This past week we've studied many things, some old, some new. Things we have looked at before and heard many times, and things that perhaps we've never heard before. We have been exposed to many graces. Of course, one Mass is full of an infinite amount of grace. We have the public recitation of the Holy Rosary and devotions, the opportunity to visit the Blessed Sacrament, confessions. We've made new friends, met up with old acquaintances. And I leave this conference with a thought in my mind that says, what more could I ask for? We have been reminded of the message of Our Lady of Fatima. Penance. A willing penance. Offering up some penance we impose on ourselves, but mostly the penances which God asks of us. Our daily duty. For parents to be good parents. For children to be good children. For Catholics to be good Catholics. Conversion. We remind of our Lord's words where He says, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. We always must make that progress towards perfection, that conversion, that changing. The importance of prayer. Prayers are not mere words. Words are empty if there is no heart to back the words we say or pray to the Lord. Of course, the theme of our conference this year, we're reminded of the words of the angel of Portugal, where he told the children, the hearts of Jesus and Mary are attentive to your supplications. We began this conference when we first brought up this saying of the angel, and we were reminded of our Lord's words where He says, come to me, all you that labor and are burdened. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. What is it that we're going to ask for? What is it that we're called to ask for? What is it that's the most important thing to us? How about faith? What I believe. So many people have had what we have and no longer have it. They lost their faith. We pray not to lose our faith. But it comes down to a choice. Each individual in this church, each individual in the world must choose. We must make a choice. We must choose to let go of the world and to hold on to the things that are of God. Is it easy? Not when the popular current is to do this because everybody else is doing it, to go see that because everybody else is seeing that, to go listen to this or to wear that. No, we're called to a higher state, to give up the things of the world, to be in the world but not of the world. Nobody can make you pray the rosary. Our Blessed Mother asks us to pray the rosary each day. What will your choice be? It takes 20 minutes. 20 minutes to invest in our spiritual welfare. Our Blessed Mother promises if we pray the rosary each day, the many graces. One day, St. Dominic said, by the rosary and the scapular, the world will be saved. We know that the means of our salvation is to Jesus through Mary. Right at the very outset, when man fell, God made a promise. He told this promise to Satan, our greatest adversary. I'll put enmities between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and she shall crush your head, and you shall lie in wait for her heel. Our Blessed Mother reiterated this promise at Fatima when she said, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. Will we make her part of our equation? Will we let her triumph in our day, in our homes, in our families? It's a choice. Faith. Is faith going to be our number one thing, or is it just the thing we do on Sunday? An itch that we scratch because, well, we just have to, otherwise it just doesn't feel right. Or is it the thing that we do each day? I believe because He said, this is the way. This is the truth. This is how I have life in time and eternal life in eternity. That concept of charity, love God. God first, always first. And then the love of God towards our neighbor. Let Christ work through us towards others. Remembering our Lord's words where He tells us, what you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. The message of Fatima, my dear friends in Christ, is a message of hope. And we are reminded of this today. It is a very hopeful sight for me to see so many devotees of our Blessed Mother. We started off the conference talking about how forest fires are started by a spark. We are the sparks that need to be to start off the forest fire. Needs to spread for the conversion of the world so that the people of the world can be the people of God once again. We have been reminded, and we are reminded today of that secret which we have. Our Lord from the cross gave us His mother to be our mother. Yes, the troubles in the world are great. The situation in the church, horrible. And when you think it's gotten bad as it can get, it gets worse. But we need not fear if we get close to our Blessed Mother. Because when we're close to her, we're close to Him. When we're close to the mother, we're close to the child. When we're close to the Queen, we're close to the King. When we're close to Mary, we're close to Jesus, and He is our Savior. And being close to our Mother, who leads us closer to Him, we have no reason to fear, for we remember His words that He said to the apostles before He went up to heaven. I am with you all days, even to the end of time. This is the thought I would like to end this conference with. If it's not about Him, it's about nothing. But if we have Him, we have everything. I am with you. But He's only with us if we allow Him to be with us. The best way for us to secure Christ with us is through her, our mother. My dear friends in Christ, as we end, let's end with gratitude. Sorrow, I think, as well, in that it's always sad to see good things end. But let us go home with a new devotion to our Blessed Mother, with a new willingness to make her part of our equation each day, with a new hope, knowing that when Christ is in our equation, we have no reason to fear.